Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
There's a new Taylor Swift song on Alice at 973. Anybody have any comments or thoughts?
Love it.
I think I need to hear it a few more times and let it wash over me.
Mm. Yeah, we need it to wash over.
It's a departure, you know. Like I don't even know. I think so.
Yeah,
I just don't even know. I don't know who she is anymore.
We don't know.
I was waiting for the old Taylor, but apparently she's dead.
We don't know what to think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
Well, you
right.
know what?
Let's
We're
going to
hear
times.
It all morning long. So.
Every hour.
Every hour. Mm-hmm. Literally every hour.
I need to get used to it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
There's a lot of songs I need to get used
Not
to.
Not me.
And after like 10 times, I'm all. Oh.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I get that one.
I already love it.
You do?
Yo, Vinny was like
you,
singing
Vinny.
Along.
That's
he
amazing.
Started doing this like shimmy dance. Unfortunately, you can't see the shimmy dance yet because the cameras aren't on yet.
Mm-hmm.
For the people who are the regular lookers mm-hmm. at radioalice.com/watch, the cameras will be on today, but not until about 7. Because
mm-hmm.
the girl who's going to run them today in place of Vaughn, who's having a family thing, she's not going to be until later because she's got to work all day. Got a long day ahead of her.
Good for her.
Vanessa.
Oh, I mean, that's not good.
Vaughn had to leave town.
Yeah, Vaughn is in
His dad passed
New York.
Away.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He's in either New York or North Carolina. There were services
no,
both
actually,
places.
Services, the first service, what's today?
Is
Friday. Friday! Today, D.C., our services,
DC. Okay.
And then tomorrow's services are in North Carolina. Families in different spots.
Yeah. I see. Got it.
Yeah, so Vanessa is working later today, so I told her just come in at
just
7.
Just come in at 7.
Yeah.
This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Jim Gaffigan, the Noble Ape Tour. It's coming to the Shoreline Amphitheater on Sunday, September 17th, and you can be our guest at the show. If you like Jim Gaffigan, be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of reserved seats to the show. The tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Again, caller 9 right now. 800-400-3697 wins Jim Gaffigan tickets. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, an equal opportunity employer. Can you guys yell for Bryn? I needed something from him right off the bat here.
Hey, Bryn,
because we had a death.
Oh, we did?
We did.
Wait a minute. Did I hear about this?
Probably. Jay Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
He passed away. Jay Thomas, who, and it's so funny because I feel like he's a person that we know, but that I doubt, I bet you Bryn doesn't know him at all. He was.
So how do you know him? Because you know what's weird? I know him as a DJ.
Yeah,
right,
it's funny.
Us too, yeah.
It's, we talked about that this morning, about how he was a radio guy, and he went on to, he was on Murphy Brown for a long time, and he was on Cheers for a long time.
He was Carla's husband.
Didn't he have, God, I want to say he had a show with Susan Day, but I might be thinking of a different guy.
I know him from Cheers for sure. I never saw him on Murphy Brown, but yeah. I know he was a morning DJ for a while.
Right, for a long time.
So I actually asked Bryn if he would pull me some morning DJing that Jay Thomas would do, but I guess he's...
Like Susan Day, like L.A. Law? That's the only guy I actually know Susan Day from. That was Lori from the Partridge Family,
yeah.
Right?
I might have those... I felt like he had a, like, you know, the two of us trying to work it out sitcom, but I'm not seeing it. I probably am just misremembering it. He was a regular on Mork and Mindy, and by the way, they're saying he was on Ray Donovan. Is he on...
Oh, I think he was for a second.
I don't remember him.
I don't know if he was an agent or somebody.
Was it just like a tiny,
Hollywood business.
Tiny role?
I think, you know, they have a lot of people that come in and do a show or two and then they split.
I feel like I would have recognized him and remembered, but I guess not. It's not this season specifically?
Oh, they say he played Marty Grossman. Oh, that was 4 years ago. Dang, it's been on a while. He played just in one episode, it looks like.
Oh, all right.
So, passed right by you.
Right, exactly. Oh, So Bryn is in here now. Bryn, were you able to find a little DJing from Jay Thomas?
Snippet, not too much.
So this
much
is
of
morning
it.
Show stuff?
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
Can you pause that? So he just Barbie's gonna keep the baby as like a random.
Maybe, I mean, you know how morning shows are. When you listen every day, you're in on the little
I do, but
jokes.
Barbie, like Barbie doll?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe like, it's a listener that
Barbie
was
got
asking.
Knocked up.
Maybe.
She's keeping it.
Maybe it's a reference to Papa Don't Preach, and he was calling Madonna Barbie because her hair was blonde.
I don't mind the don't random know. Reference that sort of leaves you puzzled. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it. Go on.
Okay, so let me hear this impossible question.
Sure.
Power 106. He was in L.A.
Yeah.
That's L.A. What a trip.
Well, it makes sense if he was trying to be an actor, auditioning for stuff, and there he is doing the morning show.
He's double timing everybody.
Boy, he's all over. I mean, he must have, there were like 15 different.
Yeah, it's kind of out of context.
Yeah, yeah, really that's the thing. You have to, you know, morning shows, you got to kind of follow them. Thanks for following.
Whatever,
thanks
though,
for
that's
people
cool.
Who listen all the time. It's
nice wait, I mean,
here.
That's sad.
Oh, it's terribly sad that he passed. He's only 69.
Well,
these days, you know.
You expect and hope you're going to get longer.
You do.
But was he a smoking guy?
It doesn't say. It was cancer that got him, surprise. But they're not going to, you know, I'm sure we'll get more details in the days ahead. His agent, Don Buchwald, confirmed the news, saying Jay was one of a kind, never at a loss for words, filled with so much fun and wonderfully wacky thoughts and behavior. His wife and two sons were by his side when he passed away at the age of 69. And I don't have more details. His wife, I guess. Oh, no. So this is Tom Esty. This is his publicist speaking for his wife. He was an amazing husband, an amazing father, a great friend. We lost a wonderful man. He'll be dearly missed by so many. He was a Texas native who grew up in New Orleans. And none of these stories mention the whole DJ thing. That's so funny. That's why that's why he's a person of note in my mind. Yeah. I guess because we're in radio, so we're the only ones who care.
Yeah.
He was Rhea Perlman's on-screen husband, Eddie Lebeck.
Mm-hmm. I think he's a hockey player.
He's so cute.
I think he died in a Zamboni accident.
He didn't. It's so funny that you say that because there's actually some song that he performed, like some, I think a band called Zamboni had him sing on a song, just sort of ironically, like, ha ha ha, the guy who died in the Zamboni accident. But anyway, he won Emmy Awards. I guess he was nominated for a couple as well. Regularly seen on Mork and Mindy. Later had credits on Bones, NCIS, New Orleans. That's what you want. You want to be on an NCIS.
Yeah.
Those shows. And I guess one appearance on Ray Donovan. So there you go. Jay Thomas, best known for his roles on Murphy Brown and Cheers, died yesterday following a battle with cancer at the age of 69. Super sad. Taylor Swift, we just heard her song after weeks of lead up and mystery and crypticness. So, Hooman, the video for that song is out.
Oh.
And they're saying in this that the second verse seems to be targeting Katie for their feud over tour dancers, and she pays off the snake teasers that she's been posting. I thought the snakes had to do with Kanye, so I'm not sure what they're talking about in this particular story about the video. Mm. But if you want to, maybe you should take a look at it.
Yeah, I'll give you guys a break.
Maybe you'll like the song more, too. Like it'll
give us a review.
Right. Yeah, please.
What's the name of the song again?
Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do.
Look what you just made me do. What you just made me do.
It's your fault. I have to do this to you.
Right. You brought this on yourself. Look what you've made me do.
I think she's reached an all new level. She's excellent. I love it.
I'm looking forward to hearing other
songs
off the record.
Bryn.
I believe you,
Vinny. Anyway, there you go. That's Taylor Swift. The video is out. TMZ has a link to it. I'm sure you can type that in and find it anywhere, but that's quick to have I guess it's good.
I'm gonna
read business sense. Put out the single and the video.
I'm gonna read what Rolling Stone, USA Today, Us Weekly has to say. Then I'll give my own thoughts.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll sum it all up for you guys whenever you're ready.
Oh, so we'll do like a Taylor Swift video music review.
Yeah, a music video. When would you like to? Should we do it at 7 o'clock, or do you want to do it?
Want to do it
at the end of the break?
We'll do it. No. We'll do it after Franti calls in.
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
Franti's calling in.
He is. They're going to do that counter protest. I heard mm-hmm. something on the news this morning about the alt-right rally got denied their permit.
That was in Berkeley.
Okay, so that's not the one that's happening on the marina is still
in the marina.
That's still happening. And then Michael's will be doing at his civic center.
Frank Somerville wrote a great little article about the alt-rights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the Chronicle?
Did you see that?
I saw it, but I did not read it.
I love that guy, first mm-hmm. of all. I just think he's great. But he said exactly what I think, which is it's still freedom of speech, and the people who want to protest, okay, everybody has the right to speak.
Yep.
That's freedom of speech.
We are allowed to do that.
You look up the article. He does a very good job, much better than I'm doing now, but just says.
Well, and you have the freedom to not listen, too.
Right.
And I think it's great that, you know, Michael's doing a rally for peace and love, and it's happening away from this. And it's like Vinny was saying the other day, which I loved. I love the whole visual of it. If nobody goes to the racist rally to protest it, then there they are standing there just alone, yelling together and taking selfies, sad selfies, with nobody in the background giving a rat's ass about it.
Right.
I think that is probably the best thing that you can do. I get why people want to go and shout them down and tell them why they're wrong, but you know, you can't change people. It's better to have your own peace and love rally.
There are people who have an instinct, which is to say that we're not going to let you say that. It's hateful.
We're not going to let you say it without
and we're
answering.
Not going to let you say that. So that's, I understand that instinct for sure, because it seems like you're complicit, like you're party too, if you allow them
right.
to stand in your town and say crap like that. But you're not. You're not responsible for what they're saying at all.
And the less ears that their message falls on, the better.
So I liked what Somerville had to say. He says, I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm not for them. I don't like them. I don't like Antifa either. I think their methods are wrong as well. But everyone should have a right to speak their free speech.
And they do have a right to. They were granted a permit, and you have a right to not listen to it. And go see Michael Franti instead.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
Well, you'll have a great day. I mean, listen, anybody who's ever been to a Michael Franti concert knows that's a good time.
Yeah, I'm going to a show in Felton.
And he even has, no matter where he plays or for what reason, he's always got, I mean, this is not a new message for him. Peace and love, and love your brother and your sister, and, you know, let's try to do some good in the world. I mean, I think his foundation is called Do It for the Love.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty good
guy.
Says
it all right there.
You know, why bring yourself down by going and protesting against haters when you could just go lift yourself up and have a good time at a Michael Franti show? So 7 o'clock, he's going to call in. Oh, today's the day, too, that at 8 o'clock, the Pets in Need Animal Shelter in Redwood City is going to come mm-hmm. visit us. They're
right.
bringing some puppies, right?
Yeah.
We're getting to play with puppies today.
Oh, no.
Alexandra.
I love puppies.
I know.
Are you going to adopt today, Vinny?
No, I can't.
You might be.
I just can't.
It's
not an option.
You have a yard now.
I have so much. There's no way. If I threw a puppy into the mix right now, oh my God.
What if the one is here?
I can't meet the one right now. It's not convenient.
So do we need to keep you in the studio when the puppies are out there?
Maybe I do. Maybe that's the best thing for me. I can't meet the one right now.
What kind of puppies are they bringing?
I don't know. Oh. And they might be full dogs. You know, a lot of times it's not puppies.
Right.
They're maybe an older dog.
Yeah,
or
consider adopting a dog that's already housebroken.
You can't control love, Vinny.
You can't control
it. You know
it,
how love just
Vinny.
Happens.
I want to talk to Michael Franti about this later. Like, should Vinny go out and look at the dogs or not?
Oh, great. That's just great.
Like, he knows love and peace.
My
and
heart
happiness.
Doesn't get to want what it wants. Put it that
heart
way.
Heart wants what it wants.
I don't let this thing push me around. It's not in charge. Forget it.
Hey,
no dogs for me.
Is Brent still in the studio?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you find the whole video somewhere?
No,
it's only a 20-second teaser.
Like
what? It says the video's
it's
out.
It's just the video's going to premiere at the VMAs.
Oh, you kid me? Are you looking on TMZ?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't say it's a sample.
It is.
And they talk about both verses.
It's 20 seconds. I'll look at TMZ.
Check her website. If it's anywhere, it's there, yeah, right?
That's true. Did you go to Vimeo? All right. Yeah. Well, I'll set it aside. If you can find it, let me know. But
They're right. It's not going to premiere the whole thing, not till Sunday.
Are they going to play it on the VMAs?
Yeah.
They're going to premiere her video. Yeah. They're going to give her 3.5 minutes on the VMAs. Mm-hmm. And then is she also performing?
I don't know about that.
I wonder what Katy Perry is going to say. She's got to say something cutting after that, right? She's the host. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. Let's get on to the real show.
Bleep her!
Yeah.
I have to say, I almost want to watch the VMAs.
Just for that.
Yeah, I won't, though, because it's a 78-minute-long episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, God.
So good.
What'll be left of you when that's over? Just a pile of sweat.
It'll be a year of waiting for the next... And didn't you even say that it might be over a year before we get the final
season?
Yeah,
that's what they were reporting.
God.
Well, if I get it says the VMA start at 5 p.m.
Oh. All right. Well, come early and I'll put them on in the background.
Is that just like the pre-show stuff?
Why doesn't he just stay overnight? He's going to be there Saturday night, too.
He's got stuff to do on Sunday. Plus, I'm busy on Sunday.
Yeah.
But if you have to, I'll find someplace for you to sleep.
No.
Oh. Boy's gone. What are you talking about?
He's going to be there.
He's coming back again?
Well, he wants to watch the finale with us.
How's he doing his first week of school?
His first classes were Wednesday.
Is he checking in every 5 minutes?
No, not at all. In fact, he writes us, like last night after I went to bed, he answered my text from the day and told me all about his German class and his computer science class.
He starts every day with German.
Every day at 9 a.m. he's got German.
All right.
Yeah. So, which will be great because we can go back to Germany and the kid will speak German.
This is the one that loves, like, he speaks multiple languages.
He does.
Including some that aren't actual
Dothraki.
Languages.
Dothraki.
Right.
He speaks
right.
Dothraki.
Yeah. That's not a language.
I'm like, why are you wasting your time learning a language that's, like, on for an hour a week on a show? And once the show's over, it'll be never.
Okay, I just sent Bryn and Hooman a link.
Oh, we have
a video.
Well, see if that's the Taylor Swift video. Looks like it's
got leaked?
A lyric video, possibly.
Russian hackers.
What does that mean? Yeah, lyric video?
It means there's no video yet.
It just puts the lyrics up across the screen.
Okay. Right.
So the real one will probably be on Sunday, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a website called Goop. And I don't know what most people know it for, but I know it for its ridiculous health tips and stuff like. Remember when she was talking about earthing? She had this whole big thing about it. Yeah. And it was basically walking barefoot.
Yeah.
What about steaming your hoo-hoo? You guys doing that?
And the egg in the
you
hoo-ha?
No, there's no place that does it here.
Well, because people say it's super
dangerous,
bad for you, right?
Yeah. And her products are like outrageous to be her, and one day is like $3,800 or something.
What about carrying the magic ball inside of your...
The jade egg?
Yeah.
In your woo-hoo?
You doing that?
I do that every day. I'm down with that.
It's pretty good.
What's pretty good?
Her hoo-ha.
My hoo-ha.
Is pretty good?
Yeah.
According to Johnny V.
Yeah, guy hasn't left yet. So.
All right.
She's got wearable stickers that promote healing.
This is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
I would never go to that website. Not in a million years.
I've never been to it.
I'm on it right now.
I should go
and
to
I
it.
Go to all kinds of dumb places just to see what's what.
Well, I don't think it's for you with the vagina steaming and the jade eggs in your hoo-ha. Truth in Advertising has filed a complaint with the California Health Regulators saying that a lot of Goop's claims are bogus, and there's especially a problem when they're talking about curing, treating, or preventing illness. The group did an investigation. They said they found 51 examples of that, and that Goop doesn't have the, quote, competent and reliable scientific evidence required by law to make such claims. Goop says the only thing that's unsubstantiated is Truth in Advertising's report.
Yeah.
So there are. So anyway, if you are interested in...
When's the lawsuit?
Hoo-ha stuff, go to Goop. No lawsuit. They filed a claim. A complaint, I should say. So they want the California health regulators to look into what the hell Gwyneth Paltrow's up to. The new movie version of Stephen King's It. Saturday, September 9th. Now, listen, this is only in Texas. The Alamo Draft House in Austin, Texas. Is that the first one? Is that the original one?
Yeah.
The Alamo Draft House?
Yeah.
They're holding a special screening of It for clowns only.
Oh, funny.
Oh, my God.
Before the movie, there'll be face painting, raffles, a photo booth, and other terrifying merriment. So this is the same theater that held screenings of Wonder Woman for women only. And I guess men got pissed off about this and triggered some complaints. And one of the things they said was, will there be a male-only screening for Thor Ragnarok or a special screening for It that's only for those who identify as clowns?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
So the Alamo Draft House saw the thing about, you know, screening for It only with clowns.
You don't even want to go see Wonder Woman, you big mouth. You're just being a bitch.
Yeah.
And the Draft House at the time said, we might actually have to steal that clown idea. And they did.
Good for them. It opens
on Friday the 8th, and it is expected to make $60 million in its first weekend, which would be a record for a horror movie. And isn't that going to be a September record as well?
Yeah, probably.
So
our friend Rudy is going to come in and help with the review that
fantastic.
Day.
Our friend Rudy was on yesterday's podcast.
Yeah, The Secret Show.
How do you do?
Great. I love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yuzi agrees.
Yeah, Yuzi
loves.
What?
She loves that guy.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll take a break and do the news. Don't forget, we are going to be playing that Taylor Swift. You can hear it. I mean, Taylor Swift coming up again in a minute. What's happening in the news?
Ghosting makes the news after this.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37, and oh my God, it's Friday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our weekly holiday has come back around again. And do not text us, you person from the 415 that poops on us every week.
Do it.
Don't do it.
What are they saying?
They say
winter's going to win this weekend.
Stop it.
It'll finally...
Stop
our
it.
Long nightmare will finally be over. The blue, oh, good old blue eyes will win.
No. But I'm sure they'll leave it hanging in the balance, right? I mean, it'll be, because we're taking the next year and a half off or whatever before the next season of Game of Thrones. So they can't leave it with a decisive victory for one side or the other. It's going to have to be.
We all know what the final scene is going to be tomorrow night, right?
What do you think it's going to be?
The Night King. Riding around on his new blue-eyed dragon.
Yeah, they're going to so win, guys. Listen, going into the weekend, here are my bets. I'm betting on old blue eyes. I'm betting on Mayweather.
Oh, my God.
I'm betting on the fire.
What fire?
Well, the Burning Man starts. He never survives the fire, right? I mean, that's...
No, he'll die next weekend.
The fire is for sure going to win that
solid
one.
Solid prediction.
Right.
Did John decide?
Yeah, he's not going.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, he decided. I told you this yesterday, Vinny. He decided not to go.
I thought you were just making that up.
No.
She threw the gauntlet.
Did he tell
Danielle?
Oh, my God.
He did. He told Danielle.
Why is he not going?
He just doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to.
I think there's a part of him.
Who doesn't want to do LSD out in
the
desert with no clothes on?
LSD. It's not going to work for him this year. He just doesn't want to.
It's not going to work. Okay.
I mean, there really are no other reasons than that. We've been super busy all summer, and it was going to be... We have been very busy this summer.
No, I know. He has stuff to do.
He does.
Right.
Are you about to... Did you plug something already?
No, I'm about to.
Oh, go ahead.
Why, did you want to plug something?
I did.
Oh, boy.
But if you want to plug your thing, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to plug that Michael Franti's coming up at 7. So here we go. You can plug something. Sponsored by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
Hey, everyone. As you know, Brent and I are going to be running the stairs at 555 California to raise money for firefighters, police officers, and paramedics suffering from post-traumatic stress. I posted on my personal Instagram, Human TV, the video that's on the Alice 973 Instagram.
It's so good.
Running up the stairs.
Your best work.
And in my personal link, there's a direct link to donate. So look, we're $1,000 away from being in the lead. The firefighters are beating us, but we obviously want to raise as much money as we can to help, you know, the people that help us. So if you can't run, do a virtual run by donating. And if we could just get, like, you know, $1,000 this morning, that would be beautiful. So
if you can only afford to contribute a dollar, that would be it. We'll take it. That would be very welcome.
Yeah, just go to RadioAus.com, click on the picture of me and Bryn, or go to my Instagram. It's there as well.
You're doing a great thing.
Thank
there.
You so much.
Hooman, good job. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best, 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
So I did make reference to a couple of my first quick hits here. College football season starts this weekend. Mm-hmm. The Mayweather-McGregor fight is this weekend. Also, people will be headed to the desert to drop LSD and run around naked for Burning Man.
Yeah.
And so the burning, the burn isn't this weekend. The burn is next weekend.
Well, they do burn stuff every night. Oh. But the man burns the final evening.
Okay, my bad. I've never been.
Yeah, I haven't either, but I did watch the video feeds last year.
Oh, because your guy was there.
Because my husband
was
there.
You wanted to see what's doing.
Well, it was
what's
just
doing out
it was
there.
Just very much more interesting than I thought it would be. Plus, I was like alone, didn't have anything to do, so I just like watched the video
feeds. Put your eyes back in your head, John.
Watched the dust storms going by.
It's just a naked lady.
Yeah, he said he was, you know, there was naked people everywhere, schlong everywhere.
Gross.
Boobs everywhere.
Boo. Wiener.
If you want nudity, Burning Man's for you.
Anyway, a big weekend ahead, everyone. Have a great one.
Yeah, it's going to be hot, too, so try to stay cool.
Here's what's happening. Amazon has been cleared to take over Whole Foods, and they've already announced big cuts in prices.
Oh, is that so?
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
I love Whole Foods Market. It's very expensive.
You know the nickname for Whole Foods, right?
Whole Paycheck. We know.
Whole Paycheck.
It's actually in
the
paper today. What?
The nickname?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Whole Paycheck wants a new rep. It's in green, in the green section of today's USA Today. Whole Paycheck wants a new rep. As Amazon takes over, their plan is to slash prices. They'll begin slashing prices on a broad cross section of Whole Foods groceries the day they take over.
Wow. So, I just hope they don't. I actually love Whole Foods.
Yeah. I do too.
Like, I feel really good about the food in there, and I just hope that they don't.
The quality doesn't go down.
But they don't make huge changes to what's available. And
well, what you're going to see, and I don't think anyone can predict what this dude's up to entirely. Obviously, their delivery thing is a big part of their business.
Right.
So that's somehow going to be integrated into this deal.
They are talking about, like, right, grocery delivery or the home prep, home kit, you know, a la Blue Apron that they might be
looking into.
Sure, there's
so many of
those
now.
I know.
But having this under the roof of this big beast might allow them to lose some money a little here in order to gain a little here. Who knows what their end game is? It seems to me like, why would they have gone into the grocery business at all? They're already killing it.
It does seem strange.
But they must have a plan.
They must.
Anyway, they're going to start cutting prices on things like chicken, eggs, vegetables, organic fish. Amazon reeled off a long list of other plans to combine its leading e-commerce and delivery assets with the physical locations of Whole Foods stores. It's being called an impressive array of bold moves for a first-day acquisition, as they're literally going to take control on Monday, and then that's the day.
This is happening Monday?
That's what it says here.
Holy cow.
The same day the deal closes is the day you'll see prices drop at Whole Foods.
I bet you they're going to get so much business in on Whole Foods just to see what the differences are.
Yeah.
That's going to be worth it. Even if, like Vinny said, even if they lose a little money long term, it might wind up being the best thing.
One of the things.
It's already crowded there, though.
That I would hate more to see
there. Horrible.
Affected is I eat there.
Yeah.
I stop on the way home from here off Stevens Creek. Is that Cupertino? I think it is. I go to the Cupertino Whole Foods and eat
your
breakfast lunch there,
right.
Whatever you want to call that.
Well, for us,
if I'm there
lunchtime.
Early enough, I catch the eggs still out.
Oh.
It's kind of the dregs of the eggs, but it's still fine. I'll eat them. I make a bowl of that and then jump back in the car. But if I'm a little late, then I catch lunch.
Right.
I would hate to see the quality of that go down.
Oh, Vinny, I did hear this, and I didn't really understand. Someone is saying Whole Foods is discounting prices if you're an Amazon Prime member. Did that article mention that?
I didn't see that in the article.
I think I heard that on KCBS this morning.
But that continues to be the rumor, even about the bookstores,
yes,
the locations, they're going to be trying to connect Prime to discounts, big discounts, mm-hmm, in store. Like, sign up and you know, it's that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Prime and you'll get.
415 says, I was at Whole Foods yesterday and many, many, many things were on sale. A whole lot more than usual. I feel like they're transitioning into this pretty quickly.
Wow.
That's
great.
Maybe. I mean, I hope so.
Someone, 510, different names for different stores. Food Hole, Slave Way, Bevho, Unlucky. We have names for them all, but I'm in
Unlucky.
The industry.
That's so funny.
In the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Bevho.
Bevo, that's creative.
I did grocery for a few minutes just as I was starting in radio, and Dan was the manager at this place, an Irish guy with like 10 kids. They just kept making them too. And he was like such a stereotype, and it's like a Catholic who would not use protection and couldn't stop having kids, and like, oh God, I'm having another one. And I just what? I'm only 18, 19. I'm just doing surf reports and trying to supplement my income. What's wrong with you? But that business, people get into it thinking they're just going to do it for a minute, but it pays well. It pays overtime.
Yep.
You move up a little
bit. There's a union, right?
There's a union. Workers. You find yourself going, I probably am not going to do better.
Yeah, my brother-in-law he's like a regional manager for, and he started as a stock boy.
Yeah. Mm.
And he's worked there and supported his family his whole life.
Yeah.
You can do pretty good.
You can.
Also, some of those checkers, though, were bitter and hostile.
Yeah.
And I was just like, let me just bag some stuff. Bagging's actually fun. You can, if you want to be into it, it's pretty fun. You know, it's Tetris.
Sure. Fit it all
this
in there.
Boom, boom, boom.
Don't make it too heavy. Big stuff on the bottom.
I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm doing stuff. I'm busy. It's all good. Carts, you got it. Bye.
I would love to go outside and
run
around.
Yeah, I didn't care.
And ride the carts out there in the parking lot.
Vinny,
anyway.
Off subject, but do you remember at the Secret Show at the Fairmont?
This is San Jose, right?
Sonoma,
or was this? Oh, Sonoma.
Sonoma, talking to a dude and his dad. I assume it's a guy. Sorry, I don't know if it's a guy. About being in the police academy.
The son was in the police academy. Yes, I do.
He says, good morning. I graduate. Today.
Oh,
all right. What's his name? Troy?
He's not given a name. Thank you guys for helping start my day every morning.
Did I get that right? Write us back in. What's his name? Congratulations, Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Trevor. Whatever.
If I get that right,
be,
though, come on.
That's ding, ding.
So ghosting.
Yeah, I've heard it's harmful.
You ever ghosted anybody?
Well, in my day, Vin,
yeah,
ghosting them was I don't even know if I had caller ID when I was still dating. Like, you know, you didn't pick up the phone,
mm-hmm,
you didn't call them anymore, you stood them up a couple times when you had plans. You know, that was our, ghosting now is much more hardcore and effective.
So the answer is no.
I'm going to say it has to be no, because I don't think it was available.
All right.
Have you ever ghosted anybody?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
I'm sure I have.
Well, I would say that the answer's no, but I think someone else might say the answer's yes. That person, remember that girl I told you we'd gone out on some dates? Then this one date we went on, it was like the best date you could ever have.
Yes.
We had so much fun. We had laughs.
For sure it was going to happen.
We got back to in front of her. She lived here in the city. We made out in the car in front of her place. And then she's like, all right, bye. And I just went, oh, she's not into me. Like, into me enough to make out with me, but, you know, that's not into me enough to say,
invite,
come on in,
out,
like, let's
and
do this.
And this was, like, your third or fourth date.
It was more like fourth or fifth,
oh,
but, yeah,
oh,
we'd been on a few dates. We'd seemed to be hitting it off, but I left there feeling like, oh, that's not, So I was like, done.
And the funniest
and
part
then
about
later
that,
you tell me.
I was like, there's a lot of reasons why she might not have invited you up. One of which is, you know, Aunt Flo is visiting. And she wrote us and said, that is why. Wow. And I think she'd moved on, married, had a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. She's the one that maybe got away then.
I don't know about that, but I do.
But you ghosted
that's
her
the closest.
After that.
Well, I just figured.
I'm not calling her anymore.
That's that, right?
Right.
I would have just thought, oh, I guess she's not ready yet.
You would not.
Yeah.
Oh,
sometimes
my God. If some guy
ready.
Left
hey,
you sitting in your car in front of his house.
I'm ready on the first date. Doesn't mean other women are.
It is true. I mean, you know, you gave up after 5 days because she didn't put out. Like, come on, yeah, what is that?
Yeah, what a punk.
I couldn't even steer the car to get home. I had to wait in her front yard to calm down. What are you talking
well, that's
about?
That's your problem. She wasn't
back.
Ready.
Jesus, I'm dying over here.
Well, if she's not going to put out, I'm not calling her anymore.
I know.
That's
I guess
not
I
the
don't
way
like
it
her
went.
That much.
I actually liked her.
Yeah, well, you didn't like her enough to keep calling her.
Well, yeah, it was humiliating. I was sitting there by myself with this thing. You left me sitting
did
here.
Did you take care of that out front and then go on your
no.
way?
No. It was one of those like well-lit spots. It was like a...
So you pulled over
so
to
you
a dark spot.
Right. You drove down
probably
the street.
Yeah. Let me get to my story. I didn't even do
name,
my story
The guy's
yet.
Name is Garrett.
Garrett! Dang
and
it!
And then his dad texted in also saying his name is Garrett. I'm his proud dad, Craig.
Craig and Garrett. You must
Troy.
Have met another Troy.
It's nothing to do with it.
All right, ghosting.
Ghosting. All right. It's a non-confrontational way to get out of dating someone. You just stop.
You disappear.
An anonymous guy just sent an email into an advice website. So this is your chance to do a bad advice segment, okay? You can do that on the air here. He was in a relationship with a woman named Sylvia about a decade ago. They were together 3 years, and she wanted to take it to the next level, but he didn't. So while she was visiting her family over Christmas, he ghosted her.
Like, he moved?
He moved out of their place.
Oh, my God. They were living together?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this. He moved out of their place, moved out of the country, and cut off all communication.
Nice.
She was furious and did everything she could to find him, but he kept ignoring her. Fast forward 10 years later, he's a math teacher, and his school just hired a new director who just happens to be Sylvia, his ex.
Oh, this is rich.
He says he's not in a position to get a new job, so he's stuck there with her as a boss, and he's asking, what can I do? And I assume, you know, people are thinking everything from apologize to... go ahead. What would you suggest?
I don't think there's anything this guy can do. I think he's got to start looking for another job, or maybe just sheepishly say, "Okay, I'm a big pussy, and I couldn't just break up with you. I had to totally ghost you and move out of the country. That's how scared I am of you."
Yeah. He needs to talk to her.
He's going to have to, I guess. There's nothing he can do.
Both of
though.
You are wrong. Listen to me. The caper is still on. He has to disappear again. He disappeared from his life once.
How do you even do? I mean, imagine the planning that had to go into moving out in the weekend that she's gone and moving overseas. Oh my God!
Where is your commitment, sir?
Yeah,
you
You're
quit
giving
your
up.
Yeah, you quit your life again right now and disappear. Figure it out.
Oh my
what
God.
Would you do if you're Sylvie?
Well,
would you
make
torture
his life
him?
Miserable?
You right? That's the thing. He's got to get out of there. She's
I don't
gonna...
want to be embarrassed to see him because I'd be like, God, there's something so wrong with me that this could like change his whole life to get away from me. Like, she's probably got these feelings of inadequacy. He probably like ruined her day like she's never dated since because she's just ruined. Like, oh my God, I can't trust anyone. I lived with this guy. And
I'm
after
a
three,
loser.
Right. And there's clearly something so wrong with me, something broken in me. So this guy couldn't even tell me. He just wanted to move on. Oh, I'm
who knows? She, you know what? She's probably blaming him for all kinds of stuff, and it's just going to come out in all kinds of passive-aggressive ways. He's got to run for it.
That would be
nothing
classic,
good
right?
can come of it.
She musters up the energy to talk to him, and
he's not there.
Yeah.
Shows up to the classroom, he's just not there.
Right. He goes to substitute. Again. Yes, can I help you?
Still are.
That bastard. He ruined Sophie's life. Oh my God.
Oh, that is so
that is a classic story. All right, Vinny, we got to take a break.
All right.
I'll start with McGregor, Mayweather, and I've got
the new Taylor song.
Yeah, the new Taylor Swift song is coming. I'm sorry to the people that thought it was happening at 6:30. I'm so sorry. It's scheduled. Jane has scheduled it at the top of each hour. So it's 7. You'll hear it. And Michael Franti's on right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.